Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I've met Kamala Harris. It was at a fundraiser in Florida a couple of years ago for a local Democratic candidate. Harris was there to show support. I knew she'd recently become the second black female ever elected to the U.S. Senate. What I didn't know is that she's a rock star. Nearly everybody in the house was crowded around her, hugging, taking selfies, seeking her autograph. I was lucky to score a few words with her, plus that killer smile. The local candidate had almost nobody to talk to, except me. He lost his election a few months later. Harris, perhaps inevitably, has done rather well lately. I say inevitably because she reminds me of my mother, an elegant bulldozer who could make the impossible seem inevitable. Like Harris, my mom was a working girl, a bookkeeper. She took no guff, handled overbearing males with charm and firmness, raised four kids without breaking a sweat. She was no Phyllis Schlafly, you know, the ultra-conservative Republican idol and subject of a recent TV series, Mrs. America, starring Kate Blanchett. As fate would have it, my parents actually knew the old hag, Schlafly, not Blanchett. We lived in the same town. I went to school with Schlaflys. Great kids. My mother worried about them and despised their mom. Like some people even today, Schlafly believed women should stay at home, though she herself was seldom there. Also, that women should not threaten men's egos or be too assertive. Kamala Harris is the anti-Schlafly. She embodies one of the lesser-noticed social changes of recent years. Not only are women rising to the top, they're increasingly allowed to employ the same tools men use to get there. Candor, ambition, assertiveness. That was my mother. Sorry she's not around to see her ambitious sisters come into their own. I know some men feel threatened by women like her. Not me. I grew up admiring them. I married one, as did each of my sons, and of course, my dad. Regardless of your politics or your thoughts on vice presidential qualifications, maybe there's one thing we can all agree on. It's about time strong women got their chance to rock. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.